This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, so I have to do this next segment without cussing, which is going to be kind of hard. But I made a promise to the FCC that I would not cuss. This is beyond ridiculous. I don't know how many days we're already into this crisis. We're coming up on the end of March, and we're hearing that there's still no stimulus package. That apparently there's some discussion on, you know, New Deal programs and, you know, where the slush fund is going to go to and oversight. And here we are still with no help. And I'm driving around because I have nothing better to do. Okay, well, I mean, I do. I've been doing telemedicine, and I've been very, very busy, but when I'm getting stir-crazy, I drive around. And I am seeing window after window saying, you know, business closed. And we're not talking temporary closure. We're just talking closed. I mean, and we've only been in my neck of the woods in a shutdown for about a week. But obviously, the panic has ensued. And when you stop the faucet of income coming in for a week, and there is no relief on your bills, then the smartest thing to do is to close down and cut your losses, according to them. So we're seeing business suicide all over. They say the jobless rate may rise to 30%, and I don't really like to get too political on this show. You know, I gripe about a lot of things, and yes, I've made fun of Obamacare, and I'm a big fan of the environment, and, you know, I have all these, you know, different political leanings, but I just have to stop for a second and basically tell you guys to get your heads out of your retroperitoneums and to flip and pass something now. And when you hear the BS that's going on, okay, I get politicians. I get it. We're in a big election year. Okay? The Democrats want to win. The Republicans want to still keep Trump in office. I get that it's a very big political year. But who gives a crap? We're talking about jobless. High jobless rates, we're probably talking about something that might be on the same scale as the Depression, because we handled this thing completely emotionally and erratically, and it's basically half-assed, our whole approach to this. And we've talked about how I think they should have handled, but you can't play money quarterback now with the economy shutting down. And so right now, from what I understand, we still have no deal in Congress. The Democrats and the Republicans are going back and forth on, well, do we want to help big companies? Do we not want to help big companies? Do we want to add funding to allow businesses to be more green? Okay, the American people don't give a damn about any of that. Okay, they want to know, is their unemployment going to be enough? Especially for those tip workers, are they even getting enough unemployment? Small business owners want to know if they're going to be able to reopen and hire people again. Big companies need to know, are they going to have to file for bankruptcy and completely dissolve, or will they be able to be open for business again? That's what people want to know. And when we're hearing from the government, and again, I know some of you guys are trying to read, am I being right-leaning or left-leaning on this? I'm just being ticked at it all. When I'm hearing that small businesses and companies are going to be able to take a loan, that there's going to be low interest rate loans for these companies. I don't know how many of you guys own a business, but I am in no mood to borrow money right now. Okay, I am not in a borrowing money phase right now in my life. So telling small business owners or large corporations that we'll let you borrow more money when we're already freaking out about our mortgage, our rent, our business loan doesn't help. Now, personally, I'm very, very blessed. I got into telemedicine before all this happened, and so I have telemedicine employers who have been keeping me so busy that I've never worked so much in my life. I am very, very blessed. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that aren't. And so they have no income coming in. Husband, wife, kids, no income. They're locked down, and we're being told, yeah, the government's going to send everybody a $1,200 check or a $1,500 check. For any of us stuck at home, we've been surfing the internet. We've been probably shopping on Amazon or Walmart or whatever, and it's probably been spent. That check that everybody's been waiting for, we should have gotten 2 weeks ago. And now we're waiting for our next check. So the idea that, you know, we've been promised, okay, well, there'll be this money coming, and then it doesn't come, and then we hear that people are going back and forth trying to get credit for the stimulus package, but we don't want the Republicans taking credit for it, or we don't want the Democrats taking credit for it. Who gives a flippin' heart and dude? I mean, for crying out loud, you pass something, all right? And you want to know what you should pass? Okay, here's the problem. Okay, don't be passing that you'll let us take a loan. Okay, nobody's borrowing any more money right now. Okay, we do not want to borrow any more money and be in more debt. If you want to help us, what you do is have one, okay, everybody just pause when it comes to rent. Anybody renting space or renting an apartment or whatever, they don't have to pay rent. Every landlord doesn't have to pay their bank. Every bank doesn't have to pay their bonds or whoever they owe money to. Okay, so let everybody freeze for a second so we get to lower our expenditure. Everybody put their power and their water and their electricity and the utilities on very, very low. I understand there has to be emergency lighting, but waive all fees. And I understand there's been companies that have waived fees, but not everybody. All right. You have companies out there going, if I don't get money in, I'm not going to be able to keep our business open. So everybody has to be on board. Then you need to, you know, stop some of this hysteria. Okay, we're going to be talking about this in a second. We finally have a test, which I have been asking for the longest time. We need a blood test that looks at IgG antibodies. We need a blood test to look and see if you've ever had this particular coronavirus and if you have some sort of immunity to it. If they find out that so many of us in December, January, and February had this coronavirus, and we were fine, this death rate that we have been hearing, this deadliness, and mind you, it's a deadly virus, the percentage will completely drop to a more understandable, palatable sort of concept. Right now, people are thinking this is as deadly as Ebola. It's not as deadly as Ebola. It's deadly. But if people realize that their cough and their sneeze isn't going to turn into a deadly virus, they might not be clogging the hospitals. They might not be that freaked out about going back into industry. So everybody get your poop together, pass something, don't be stupid. Nobody gives a crap about the election. We give a crap about people being out of work, and you're making more problems than we have. 1-877-DR-TALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's just kind of break down the numbers and where we're at and what we think is going on. And I get it is a, you know, it's kind of exhausting to hear, you know, all this, it's just coronavirus day after day after day. And I promise I'll try to give you some better news, but it kind of puts into perspective what people want to know right now is not what the Kardashians are doing. Or maybe some people out there do. I don't really care right now about that. But they want to know when is this all going to be over. Some of you guys live in states where so far there hasn't been a lockdown, but you're in fear that the government is going to lock things down. And you're in fear that, you know, we're going to be, not able to work, not able to go outside, not able to, you know, keep our businesses alive or grow And it's frightening to see what's going on in part of the country, let alone part of the world. So, you know, Trump had his press meeting, his press conference yesterday, and it was actually a very interesting press conference, because he at first was very quiet. You know, he was very calm, and it really didn't have, you know, the sort of stereotypical, you know, Trumpisms that people have been criticizing him for, in terms of, you know, saying things that were kind of off color or, you know, quips. I mean, he was pretty somber, and, you know, he read a statement, and whenever he reads a statement, that's kind of not his forte. His forte is when he's off the cuff. And so it wasn't the most, you know, wasn't the most powerful presidential speech, obviously, and not that we were expecting it. But once he was kind of calm, you know, he basically said no intention of closing down the country, closing down NASDAQ, etc. When reporters started to edge at him, and it was very interesting because the reporters, there weren't that many in there, because they had to have social distancing. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to the press room. I haven't, but from what I've heard, it's very small. The press room is a very, very tiny room. Okay? I mean, you think they have this big, huge convention center. They don't. And so you saw, like, people in different rows and seats apart, technically not the 6 feet distance one should have, but it looked like the White House was trying to do some social distancing and helping others while at the same time appeasing press who was mad that they couldn't be there. And Donald Trump has kept bringing up, which he is right about, that the cure cannot be worse than the virus, right? Or, you know, our, you know, predicament that we're in. And that keeps on coming back up. You know how we don't want the cure worse than the problem. In medicine, we fight that all the time, where we have a response, we have a medication, we have a treatment, and then, unfortunately, we can make things worse. You know, when we used to think years ago, decades ago, somebody had an ovarian tumor, we would try to biopsy it with a needle. But as you do that, you could be spreading cancer all over the place. You know, and so, you know, sometimes you have to have a more calculated approach. And so the way our economy has completely fallen, and I know some people think that I'm being, you know, overstepping and too hasty by saying that, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to take a lot longer to recover from this, okay? I'm not saying we're in a depression, but we are definitely in a recession, no matter how quickly this shutdown ends, all right? I mean, I'm hoping, you know, things get back to normal by the summer, but it is going to be very hard to instill consumer trust because they're still shell-shocked from the, you know, recession that span 2008 to 2016. So here's Trump, who's, you know, money is his thing, businesses are his thing, and he's like, why would I shut down the stock market? That, I guess, stocks rose, right, with that help. You know, why would we shut down parts of America that are functioning? He said America is the number one, you know, economy in the world. Whether you believe that or not, we had a pretty strong economy. We have we're America, for crying out loud. How do you shut down America? Now, apparently there's this now soundbite where it's he against the doctors. And in his press conference yesterday, and I'm a doctor, but I'm not insulted. I get what he was saying. He basically wanted to have doctors less hysterical, shall we say, about what's going on. Now, he had to be very careful with what he said, because unless you're there with the patient, and unless you see a patient die who should have never, you know, gotten sick to begin with, okay, there's no way a doctor is not going to be passionate, all right, about what's going on. And so Trump didn't minimize that, but he also wants to slow down this rhetoric that we have a deadly virus that can kill everybody. And he's right about that. I mean, you know, this is a deadly virus. Do I think it's going to kill everybody? No. I don't think everybody's going to die from this because we've had people that have recovered. Do I think it's a deadly virus and we'll have more deaths? Yes. We have a lot of things killing us right now. We have car accidents. We have heart attacks. We have cancer. We have pneumonia. We have flu. And we have this virus. So we need to put things into perspective. So we are shutting down the country, not because of drunk drivers, not because of flu, not because of heart disease. We're shutting down the country because of this virus that we don't have a vaccine for, we don't have a treatment for. We think we might have a treatment for, but we don't have that yet. Now, epidemiologists say, well, look, you know, we have to do what China did. We have to do what, you know, South Korea did, what Italy tried to do. Well, Italy did try to do a shutdown. They're at 63,000 cases, 6,000 deaths. So we're not there yet. You know, we haven't proven to the American public that we are able to do a shutdown that is successful enough to stop a viral spread. And, I mean, you know, some people are blaming the young ones and the millennials and the Generation Zers for still hanging out. You know, some people are blaming that, you know, we've had people that say, oh, I'm coronavirus free. I'm in an essential job. I get to still work. And we will take your calls and comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, I mean, if you really are going to try to stop a viral spread, how it has to be is like a vacuum where everybody who's healthy stays in their area. You need to assume they're healthy and you need to, you know, examine them, or you have to wait till the virus dies off. Keep everybody clustered and in their own little circles. Don't let there be people-to-people contact. And if anybody is sick, isolate them until they are clear to be with others. The problem is we need essential businesses running. You need grocery stores. You need banks. You need gas stations. You need health centers. So you have a lot of the population bunkering down, but then you go to a store, you meet other people, whatever, and then you bring it home again. So we're not really doing the shutdown or the lockdown correctly. So maybe with Italy, they have that problem. And again, we're not, you know, Italy's not going to sit there and go, okay, guys, this is what we screwed up on. I mean, I don't think we're going to get that yet. And everybody says, we need to be like South Korea. We need to be like South Korea. Well, South Korea still has more cases. Remember, they have 50 million people. They have less people than we do. They've been doing better than other countries, but they still have 9,000 cases, 120 deaths, 9 new deaths. So what did South Korea do? Well, they said they sequestered older individuals. All right, that's fine, but what about older individuals that need younger individuals to take care of them? You know, and how long can you have an older individual, you know, locked up? Who's bringing the older individual food? So we don't have a vacuum. We don't have robots or drones that can bring you food. We can't have a non-person to non-person interaction. If we did, and we are talking all across the United States, maybe in 2 to 4 weeks you could do this. But right now with the way we're doing it, it's just not working. You know, me and my son, we went for a walk. We're really excited about, you know, spending the time in the nice weather. And when we saw people we hadn't seen in a long time, we were all over with hugs and how are you? And, you know, I mean, people are, you can't lock an animal up for a month. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of mixed messages and then days of conflicting reports, the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced that Japan will delay the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo until next year as a result of the global coronavirus pandemic. Here in the United States, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is still optimistic that a deal will be struck soon on a huge economic stimulus package to help businesses and American workers in the face of the crisis. Pelosi saying Senate Democrats are doing the right thing in renegotiating a Republican stimulus bill.
We all appreciate the urgency. It's a big responsibility to do it right and for the where we can find shared values.
Pelosi telling CNBC that the GOP bill was too focused on corporations and needs to help American workers more. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, we knew this was coming. The Tokyo Olympics has been finally postponed. Now, many of you have been, you know, following that without a care in the, you know, who gives a damn? I don't think anybody's thinking about the Olympics right now. You know, sports are at a complete standstill. By the way, Cam Newton is out of the Panthers. We'll try to give you guys some sports updates, too. There is still a very, robust sports world and news coming out of it. But right now, if we can't watch sports, you know, we're kind of numb to it. But with the Tokyo Olympics, the games have to be rescheduled based on everything that's going on. Because if nobody wants to go and compete, and nobody wants to go and watch, then Tokyo is going to really, you know, be tanked financially from this. So Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke to the head of the IOC and proposed the delay. It's going to be rescheduled beyond 2020, but not later than summer 2021. Now, the Olympics have never been delayed before. I thought there was a delay. One of the Olympics, I forget, I thought it had to be delayed into October of one year. The Summer Olympics once, I think it was in the 60s, had to be delayed till October. Forget why. But they were canceled back in 1916, 1940, and 1944. Obviously, 1940, 1944 was during the wars, World War II. So the games have to be rescheduled to a date beyond 2020, but not later than summer 2021, according to the International Olympic Committee. I guess they write the rules as they go. Originally, the rules were you have to do it within 2020. And they realized, well, then it wouldn't be Summer Olympics. If we had to wait till after the summer, it's going to be cold. So Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike said that the name of the delayed Olympics will still be Tokyo 2020. Well, because that's what all the gear and all the, you know, swag and everything says. So it's not going to be called the 2021. I think it's really, really important for Olympics to have even number years, even numbers on there. So he made a comment to reporters, or she made the comment to reporters after she and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke to the head of the International Olympic Committee. Let me see here. IOC President Thomas Bach has agreed 100% to the postponement proposal and then said the decision was about protecting human life. Bach said the new dates for the new games to be postponed during peacetime would be decided by an IOC panel overseeing the games in Tokyo organizers. Yeah, it's very expensive. We've talked about how cities take a big hit whenever they do Olympics because Olympics Village, the stadiums, it's really hard to get your money back. Atlanta has a really nice Olympic area. It has like a, you know, Olympic Village and, you know, you get to see it, et cetera. I just don't know how much money they make off of that. But the average, you know, state, country, city, whatever, doesn't seem to do well post-Olympics. From what we understand, it's an absolute mess when you have all these consumers come in, spend money, and then, you know, they leave. So to not have an Olympics after spending all that money to prepare, and it takes years to prepare, that alone can just crush Japan's economy without even talking about, you know, the Olympics or the coronavirus. So they say the coronavirus pandemic has already helped push Japan towards a recession. The GDP contracted 1.8% in the October-December quarter. And economists at research firm Fitch on Monday revised its 2020 growth forecast for Japan to negative 1.1% from negative 0.2. And they said the postponement will worsen it significantly and impact their GDP between 0.5 and 0.8 percentage points. Hence, the postponement would badly affect Japanese consumer confidence. They do not know what it would do to the 240 billion yen. If Japan has issues, then we have issues, obviously, because we're all, you know, in an economy together. Tokyo 2020 organizers declined to say how many foreign visitors they expect to visit Japan specifically to watch the sporting action. Now, remember, they still have aftermath of Fukushima. Not so much literal radiation aftermath, but you don't have a lot of people very excited to, you know, also go to an area that had, you know, the tsunami and then, you know, the nuclear fallout from that. So my guess is even if the Tokyo Olympics are postponed, I don't believe that it's going to still be as much of a economic, you know, windfall as people had hoped. Paris 2024 Olympics, from what I understand, still planned. And, you know, people will say, come on, this is coronavirus. It's going to be over. Here's my problem with that, and I want to be optimistic. And we will take your calls and questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You want to know what I'm worried about? It's We shut down the world, most of the world. By the way, the case count is 401,000 total cases, 17,480 deaths. It's a lot. It's a deadly virus. Okay? You know, still not to the same degree as flu in terms of numbers, but it's a deadly virus. China slowing down at 81,000 cases, 7 new deaths to 3,200 deaths. USA, Italy at 63,900 cases, 6,000 deaths. USA, 49,000 cases, 616 deaths. So we closed down the world for a virus and a deadly epidemic such as this. and many people think it was appropriate. Some people thought it was overkill. Where I am concerned is, you know, this virus, thank God, hasn't killed any children. Okay? It's still tragic that anybody had to die from a stupid virus such as this. But what worries me is when October or November come around and we have pediatric deaths to the flu, there's going to be parents, and understandably so, saying, all right, are you guys going to lock down the schools? We have kids dying. Now, we've had kids dying, unfortunately, for years, every year, with the flu. But if we shut down the world for this virus, how do you, how do you explain or justify not closing down the world for a virus that's also killing kids and more people? So what worries me is, are we every year going to have this knee-jerk reflex of, all right, you know what? We got flu. We got people dying. Shut down. Now, some people might say, Dr. Dahlia, that's exactly what we need. All right? Having 20,000 to 60,000 people die a year of flu in our country alone, one year we had 80, is ridiculous. When do we stop that? Despite having a vaccine, despite having Tamiflu, you know, when do we manage that better? So some people might say this is exactly what we need. We needed a coronavirus. I'm not saying that, but some people might say we needed the coronavirus to get our country ready and get our acts together so that when we do have a virus, we don't, in, you know, the decade of the 20s, you know, die when we have the means to not have to expose people. We got internet. We could do remote school. We could do drones. We could do deliveries, you know. So where I kind of am a little nervous is there's going to be a lot of, shall we say, suggestion that we do this type of behavior that we're doing now for a bigger, worse epidemic. And since flu is kills more than coronavirus, now people can say, well, you can't say that because, you know, we're doing a good job containing coronavirus. I could be wrong. Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, in America, we have, you know, more and more people die of the flu for now. That's the, you know, data and statistics we have. We also have kids that die of the flu. I just don't see next fall, once kids start to unfortunately get sick and die of flu, the country go, oh, okay, yeah, keep the schools open. They're going to say, you closed down the schools for a grown-up virus. Why aren't we closing it down now for kids? Look at how people lost their mind with measles. I don't think anybody died from the measles epidemic. But boy, did, you know, so people just got, they got scared. So that's what I worry about. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have some questions coming in. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so we have, I want to talk about the testing. I also want to talk about the malaria drug. We have a couple new rapid tests. We also have the blood test that could look to see if you've been exposed. One of you wants to talk about the stimulus package and the big business. Very upset he is with Trump. And that, before I get to that, really quickly, let me just tell you guys this one story, because we have a man that has died, not from coronavirus, but because he tried to self-treat himself, he's tried to self-treat with fear that the coronavirus would consume him. Unfortunately, what they did is they took chloroquine phosphate, an ingredient found in fish tank cleaner. The man died, and his wife is in critical condition because they were hoping to take the chloroquine phosphate and treat possible coronavirus. The couple is both in their 60s. They required immediate hospital assistance, not because of coronavirus, but because they ingested the drug. This was within 30 minutes. It's used in aquariums to clean fish tanks, according to Banner Health, which is headquartered in Arizona. So people are so freaked out because of the hysteria about this that they will kill themselves accidentally with a treatment. Again, the cure cannot be worse than the problem. I agree. The cure cannot be worse than the problem. So now we have the man who died, and he shouldn't have died. The wife is in critical condition fighting for her life because they took a chemical in fear of dying of the coronavirus, which might not have ever killed him. It's horrible. It's almost like a Romeo and Juliet sort of Greek tragedy, or, you know, tragedy sort of thing. I know that's not Greek, but okay, you know what I'm saying. So Dr. Daniel Brooks, Banner Poison Drug Information Center Medical Director, says, given the uncertainty around COVID-19, we understand that people are trying to find new ways to prevent or treat the virus, but self-medicating is not the way to do so. The last thing that we want right now is to inundate our emergency departments with patients who believe they found a vague and risky solution that could potentially jeopardize their health. The man unfortunately could not be resuscitated when he arrived at the hospital. His wife was able to throw up most of the chemical. What they consumed was not the malaria medication form of chloroquine, but an ingredient listed on a parasite treatment for fish. Now, according to Fox News, 80% of people who become infected with COVID-19 only require symptomatic care. Self-isolation usually do okay. Banner Health advised to check with the primary care physician first. They added that the use of specific treatments, including those labeled as anti-COVID-19, is not recommended for non-hospitalized patients, like chloroquine. We are strongly urging the medical community to not prescribe this medication to any non-hospitalized patients. There is currently no vaccine or treatment, as you know, but people are freaked out. And they heard that chloroquine has been used to treat malaria and lupus. So doctors in countries like South Korea, China, France have reported that these treatments may help. And chloroquine phosphate shares the same active ingredient as certain malarial drugs. But that doesn't mean it's going to help you with your coronavirus if you even have it. Now, you've been hearing hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, Zithromax or Z-Pak combo has been helping some severe patients in the hospital. Very exciting news. In New York, they're going to be trying that combination on many of the patients. We might have a game changer. Trump's optimistic about it. Some doctors are optimistic about it. But unfortunately, we have a world who is panicking. They want to return to work. They don't want to be sick. And so if they don't think they could get something, they, you know, desperate times lead to desperate measures and people do stupid. And it's heartbreaking to think somebody died when they shouldn't have. The man's wife told NBC News that she watched televised briefings during which Trump talked about the possible benefits of chloroquine to help the virus. No. Okay, people cannot be blaming this on Trump. She said, I saw it sitting on the back shelf and said, hey, isn't that the stuff they're talking about on TV? We were afraid of getting sick, so they didn't even have symptoms. And it's not just, Trump said nothing about fish medication or tank treatments. He has talked about hydroxychloroquine, not chloroquine quinine or chloroquine itself, from what I understand. And again, I'm not here to defend Donald Trump, but I'm like, guys, come on. You know, I don't know what made them think to take a medication like, probably they were scared. They were probably scared. They didn't want to get sick. They thought that this virus would consume them if they got it. And they took the risk of doing something that could have killed them and killed one of them. Just heartbreaking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, not wanting to call in, one of you wanted to comment on the stimulus package and helping big business, and you weren't a fan. So, here's the thing that has been a sticking point for the Democrats. It's supposed to be a slush fund. What is it, $500 billion? I don't know how much within this $2 trillion package to be used pending which big companies might need assistance. And when it's put that way, people are like, okay, you know, I'm not going to play a violin for big companies. Okay, but you don't understand. If an airline industry goes under and we don't have flights, then how can you as a small business owner get your supplies? How can you as a small business owner do your business without travel? How can you see your family? What about all the jobs that the airline provides? Airports hire thousands of people. Airlines hire thousands. You have flight attendants, you have pilots, you have custodians, you have food, you have sanitation, you have vendors. So when I hear that an airline could fail, I don't think about the guys in the suits. I think about all the patients I had who work the airline, in the airline industry, or those who rely on travel for business. Right? I mean, you know, same thing with, you know, Google and Amazon and all that. You know, people are like, oh, Amazon got too big, Amazon got too big. But I can't think of how many people work for Amazon. So, you know, driving around, saw places with store closed, and not just indefinitely or whatever, just store closed. And we told you what happened with a lot of small businesses when, you know, talk of lockdown happened. People were hearing, okay, well, you know what, there's going to be government assistance to small businesses. Once a lot of small businesses heard it's going to be in the form of a loan, many said, no, 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 I can't borrow any more money. I'm just not going to pay. Rather than lose money, I'm just going to stop here. Now, for those who have other forms of income, they can walk away from their business and let it die. And you're like, why? After just a week lockdown, why? Well, because they don't see things picking up. So, again, panic. So, companies who, you know, go, you know what? I made whatever money. I will just stop paying on the loan. Let them go after me. Who cares? Whatever. I'm done. I'm out. Others are like praying that things get better, and they will. I don't know how quickly, but they will, are going to be very, very, very reluctant to overhire. They're going to have to come back with skeleton crew. They don't know if people are going to be so freaked out about going out there. I mean, that's why Tokyo had to, you know, postpone the Olympics. Even if somebody said, guys, the outbreak is over next week, people aren't going to be that excited about going out and being around other people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.